man? And I want to ask, can somebody define a man for me? A man. Okay, maybe I should call a man to define. Brafolabi, can you define a man? The definition of a man. Amen. Amen. Please, let's appreciate him. Let's appreciate him. If you were sitting for GCSE, I'll give you 100 over 100. A living being who has come to fulfill purpose on earth. But now, a man as in a gender. Can you define a man in terms of gender? A male. So what is a male? For who is a male? Amen. And can somebody define who a wife is, or the definition of a wife? What is a wife? Or what does it mean to be a wife? Ma? Okay, companion for the man. So, the Lord will help us. Do you know, up till today, even in Webster's, Wikipedia, and all those, nobody has been able to define those two words, man and wife. And God was saying to me, he said, until you come back to the author of marriage, you cannot understand who a man is, and you cannot understand who a wife is. He said, go back and then look for the meaning of a husband. Then you can see dictionary meaning, expressions, no, 20 things that a husband to know is to do to make the wife happy. This that a wife is to do to make the husband happy. And then the Lord told me, said, you are human. You define marital issues in respect to responsibilities and not the personalities. And he said, that is why you are getting it wrong. He said, until you understand the personality behind the responsibility, you will not be able to address issues right. And sincerely, I sat down and I felt, if we call in a marriage counselor now, the person will come, oh, in the morning, kiss your wife, responsibility. In the evening, hug her, responsibility. As a woman, when your man is coming in, go and give him a kiss and help him losing his tie, responsibility. But those things don't make marriages work. They don't. So we are just going to quickly look at some Bible passages, and we just lay the foundation because we want to build a house. We want to do what? How many architects are in the house? How many architects are in the house? Hallelujah. How many married people are in the house? How many people are intending to marry? So you are all architects. You are all from a family unit. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So the first Bible passage will be found in, I think now I will need a tissue, please. You offered me, I said no. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, and that will be the first passage. Genesis chapter 1, and I will read two verses from verse 26, please, 26 to 27. It says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, and over all the livestock, and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So when you talk about a man, in the real sense of it, is somebody who has the complete embodiment of God and man. But many of us, we have actually thrown out the aspect of God. Therefore, we struggle with ourselves. If God said, let us make man in our likeness, what is the likeness of God? How does God looks? What are the things that God likes? In the likeness of God, please let me have that scripture back on the screen. In the likeness of God, in the image of God, in the image of God, in the likeness of God, in the similitude of God. You are not just who you are because you feel like you just want to be. God made you who you are for a reason. God made you in his own likeness for a reason. God made you in his own image for a reason. And if he now gives you the call, that is another phenomenon I want to pass across this morning. Marriage is a ministry. And you are there to fulfill something. So that is why you cannot afford to just run your home anyhow. Because if you are fulfilling a ministry, that means you are answering to a higher call. The person that called you into that ministry expects something to be done. But many of us, even when we are cutting and we are not doing everything, we'd rather go and watch Snow White than seek the face of God and say, Father, why are you instituting my home? Why are you bringing my home into existence? Do you know what Revelation 4:11 say? Please, let's quickly go. Revelation 4:11. My time is ticking. Pim, pim, pim. Revelation 4:11. What does it say? Said, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they are created and have their being. Please, can I have a KJV? There's a word I'm looking for. Yeah. It says, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So some of us that have this misunderstanding of, I've just come into marriage because I'm of age. I just got married because my mates are getting married. No. That home was created for the pleasure of the Most High God. If you are a child of God. But if you are not, then we need to go back to the beginning of beginnings. Yes, challenges might abound. Even Jesus said, in this world you have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world for you. So when the trials and temptations and everything comes, you can always go back to Jesus, who will be at the corner in your boat, the marriage boat, the family boat, the relationship boat, and say, Jesus, you brought me into this, so come and take absolute control of it. See, like I said, we are just laying a foundation. Many of us, we go to Uncle Google, Mr. Instagram, Mrs. Facebook, to seek for advice. If my wife is talking too much, how do I deal with her? And then people will begin to give you, but have you forgotten something? There's a uniqueness in your home. There are no two homes that are the same. Thank God for medical practitioners here. Know these fingerprints. There are no two fingerprints that are this. That is to tell you that you are unique. And your home is unique. So if there's a problem, go to the one that made the fingerprints. Go to the one that created, go to the one that called you into that ministry, that knows how to walk you through it. Stop going to Uncle Google. Stop going to Mr. Instagram. Because, see, the Bible says, woe unto him that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Stop going to know somebody that did not create you and does not even know the purpose for which you have come. Because you have been created according to Revelation 4:11 for the pleasure of the Most High. For the wives, for the husbands. Yes, responsibilities and commitments. We'll be looking at that the upper Sunday. Responsibilities and commitment will take you into a covenant. A covenant. See, when you are working with God, you must become a covenant person. Because you are dealing with a God who is a God, you know, God of covenant. God will never, you know, do anything. But the first thing he will do is he will commit himself into it. And once he has committed himself in the place of covenant, he's bound by it. He's bound to make sure that that thing works. Wives, I know that the men are not listening now. No Google, no Facebook, no WhatsApp can define your husband. Because it is only God that knows him. So if you want to understand your man, go back to the one that created your man. Go back to the one that created, say, God, you are the one that created this man. And the scripture said that the heart of all men are in the hands of the mighty God. And in the same vein, see, I know that our men will say, me, I don't go on Facebook. I don't even have the time for all this WhatsApp, gisting and gisting and gisting, yes. But you have a way of, you know, seeking for your own advice too. But remember one thing, there's no encyclopedia that has been able to define a wife. So no authority on earth can define your wife. If you want to know your wife, if you want to know why she's behaving the way she's behaving, if you want to know how to help her to come out of that misbehavior, go back to the one that made her in his own image and in his own likeness. So if you are not seeing the image and the likeness of God in your partner, what I'm saying simply is that go back. Report that issue to the one who created all of us. And say, Father, recreate this man. Recreate this woman. Recreate this. This was not the intention for which you brought us together. Yes, responsibilities. See, I have seen marriages where, you know, the man will be lavishing money, lavishing. At the end of the day, on the day the man dies, another woman will just come and say, I had 3 children for your husband. And then you'll be, just recently, last month, something like that happened. The day the man died, another woman came. And people are like, it's not possible. They loved each other. So, what are we saying now? It's not about the responsibility per se. It is about the personality first. Let God work on your personality. Let God work on your being. Let Christ have his place, his rightful place in you. See, I have seen marriages that are working. Marriages that are what? That are working. But many of us, we feel, why should I constantly go back to God and be disturbing him? Did he tell you that your phone call is disturbing him? God does not sleep. Psalm 121, he does not slumber. He's always waiting for you to come back to say, Father, see, this iPhone that you gave me is not working. I'm not saying that you should give me a Samsung, but please work on this iPhone so that I'll be able to do what? No, reach to the end of the world. Because marriages can make, marriages can mend. Marriage can determine your eternal destiny. There's no definition for a man. There's no definition for a woman. The only person that can define your spouse is the Lord Jesus. So this morning, if your relationship with the Lord has not been straightened, no, has not been okay before now has been, you know, like that, like a snake. In con. Please, let it be straightened. Come back to the Lord Jesus in prayer, in fellowship, so that when you have issues, you can go back to Him that created everything for His good pleasure. He knows that man. He knows what to touch in that man. Do you know the reason why we have so much of domestic violence is because you want to force that person to change. By the time I beat you very well, the counter set that is losing will join back. But the beating will either kill that woman or create a monster out of her. Have you ever seen a woman that the husband is beating and at the end of the day, she'll be so happy to have the man coming back every day? Knowing back, as soon as he's coming back, he's coming to... No! And as I was sharing with someone, I said, now imagine if in the process of teaching her that lesson, she now passes away. I don't know whether into glory now or into what. But she now passes away, full of this bitterness, anger, resentment, malice, and all those. Please, I'm not God, and you are not God. But I think we have a bit of law, no law. The scripture said, Galatians 5 from 19 to 21. He said, none of these things can enter into heaven. So if what you are doing to your spouse is building and molding resentment, malice, hatred by your attitude, are you helping God to make His kingdom come here on earth? Or are you helping the devil to have more people to take to hell? You are just laying a foundation. Watch what you do. You are to do all to the praise of the mighty God. Retrace your steps this morning. Come back to the Lord Jesus. Marriages are not bed of roses. Everybody knows. But it is only God that knows where the thorn is waiting for you. And by the time you say, Father, please, just come and take control of my home. Teach me, help me. I want to talk to this woman. Give me the right words so that I will not brood anger in her. See, there's nothing that is too small or too big to pray over. Yes, ma, thank you. Yes. There's nothing too big or too small. I've heard men say, is it not just a woman? Ha! A woman. A woo. Ha la la. Behind every successful man. And behind every... You are the ones that said it. The Lord will help us. Build a godly woman. Help meet. Eh? You are a help meet. By the time we begin to dissect Genesis chapter 2, we understand more. I will just end it there. And we are just going to pray only one prayer. And you say, Father, help me. Let not my home crumble. Please, I want you to just pray that simple prayer in faith. We are just building a foundation this morning. Father, help me. Help me, Lord. I'm holding on to you this morning that you will help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Lord. I can do nothing of my own. I can do nothing of my own. Father, please help me. I ask for your wisdom. I ask, Lord, for your help. Thank you, Daddy, for you fed. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed. Authority in heaven and on earth, we thank you. We adore you. We pray, Lord, that you will help us. Help our families, Lord. Help us to be able to fulfill divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, for you fed. In Jesus' glorious name we have prayed.